See, you are so familiar with earning. So you're reflecting on the year and you're thinking of all the failures that you had. But Jesus said, I want to set up a rematch. I want to redeem the year. I want to redeem the January, February. He said, I'm stepping in to the last month of the year so you can finish with. Thank you, Jesus. I receive your favor and I receive your grace and I am your righteousness. And I thank you that you beat that devil that was beating me. And you took away that sin that was suffocating me. And you stripped that shame that was sabotaging my life. I thank you that you broke the back of fear. I thank you that you broke the yoke of frustration. I thank you that I no longer have to fight from a place of defeat. I don't have to fight in my flesh. I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. I have the Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. He has anointed me. He broke that failure. He broke it off your life. That's why you're going to finish with failure. Favor. Sorry. See how easy it was to slip back into the old one? Because that's what I'm familiar with. You slip back into what you're familiar with. When you're afraid, fear, when you're frustrated, and when you're in it, when you're fighting, you just do familiar stuff. That's why you call people names that you love. That's why you yell at people that are trying to help you. Because when you're in fear, failure, that's why you strike the rock twice. That's why you do it. Now, let me show you this, because this is so powerful. When Jesus finished in the wilderness, it said the devil was done, but Jesus wasn't. So the enemy got tired before the Savior did. All right? So you're going to overcome. You're going to endure this. You're going to finish with favor. You started with some other stuff. I know you did. But you're going to finish with favor. The Lord told me to tell you that. You're going to finish with favor. And this is how we know. Luke 4:14. Did we really only do one verse so far? Y'all need a bathroom break or intermission or something like that. Just get up and do what you need to do. I'll be right here when you get back, all right? Okay. Well, so the Bible says he left the wilderness. That's the first place. And if you want to study this later, there's several places that we're talking about. We're talking about the wilderness where the devil was finished, but Jesus wasn't. He outlasted him. And he lives in you, so you have that spirit of perseverance in you after the point that you've give up, when you're tired and hungry and lonely and all those things, and the devil's trying to get you to do crazy stuff. People are doing crazy stuff this year. That's all right, because it said that Jesus did what Moses couldn't do. And then in verse 14, it says that Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. That in itself is amazing, because he didn't return kind of in the pessimism or in the pain, or he returned in the power after 40 days of being tested by the devil. And so it let me know that the favor of God doesn't mean that he stops the test. It means that he continues the transformation so that he keeps working in my life. So that he has unlimited patience and grace. Thank you, Lord. This is a powerful anointing that's on this word today. Finish with favor. So he outlasted the devil. I'm just laughing because Graham, my cockiest child, was telling me the other day. He told me the other day that he thinks he could beat Mike Tyson in a fight because Mike is 60. He was serious. He said, I think I could outlast him. He's old. Anyway, that's what made me laugh. I was thinking about Jesus outlasting the devil. I thought, that's crazy. But I guess that's some kind of self-confidence delusion. Y'all pray for Graham is what I'm saying. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Wow. In the power of the Spirit. And news about him spread through the whole countryside. This is the real breaking news. This is the real breaking news. He broke the chain. He broke the shame. That's the breaking news. That's what I mean. It's the year of the Lord's favor. That's what I mean. That's what the Lord said. So it spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues. Remember, he was in the wilderness. Now he's in their synagogues. And everyone praised him. He didn't pay any attention to that. He knew that man's empty praise and treasures that fade are never enough. That's Jesus' favorite worship song, Grace in the Garden. He loves that one. Look at this, verse 16, because it's important. He went to Nazareth. Just please put that right there on the side so I can tell you about that in a minute. Where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written. He found the place where it is written. Somebody say, find a place, find a place, find a place, find a place. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. Breaking news. Good news. But wait a minute, they're poor. No, no, no. I'm not talking about situation. I'm not talking about circumstance. I'm not talking about fame. I'm talking about favor. Good news to the poor. A report that contradicts the reality. Let the weak say, I am strong. Good news to the poor. I love all this stuff. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free. Read verse 19 with me out loud. Ready? Read. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Again, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. One more time. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Because I don't see that necessarily right now. But I believe it. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that I can't even see. So I want to ask you something. Will you proclaim something that you can't currently perceive? He said, proclaim to the poor. That's not easy. To the blind. That's not easy. To the prisoners. Now, let me tell you something. When Jesus was on earth, there is no widespread record of people getting out of prison en masse. But he still said it was the year of freedom and favor. The year of the Lord's favor. And watch what he did. Y'all know how I hadn't had the stool out here in a while? I brought it today just for this moment in the sermon. It's a prop. Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. So that's why I wanted to bring this out, to show you what Jesus did while you're stressing out. To show you what he's doing in heaven right now. I was surprised to see that in Revelation chapter 5 that he was seated on the throne. I thought that was weird. I'm like, well, that's the whole problem, God, if you'd get up and do something about this crazy mess. Are you going to sit down at a time like this? Mary, help me in the kitchen. You know, Martha, remember that story? I'm thinking, how could you be seated right now? Especially, what really got me was that Jesus is quoting Isaiah 61. Let me show you this real quick. You can just flip there in your Bible, right, on your phone. So do that real quick. Now, Jesus didn't have YouVersion, Craig Rochelle, Bible app. None of that verse of the day for Jesus. They handed him the whole scroll. It was probably the attendants and the synagogue leader there in Nazareth. It was probably his decision which scroll he handed him. And Isaiah, the whole thing was probably on the scroll. And you know, you have the verse markers in your Bible. I say, turn to Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2. And you're like, okay, Isaiah is 60, 62. The one between is 61. That's how we do it. There were none of those in the scroll that Jesus read. He didn't need them. He found the place. He found the place. He knew the word that good. Because he was the word. So it's kind of easy to find the place when you are what you're reading. All that to say, when you know who you are, when you know who you are, you know where you belong. You can always find a place. You can always, when you know that When you know that the favor of God is on your life, you can find your place anywhere. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Don't you want to live like that? I'm not there yet. You're not either. But Jesus was. So it's like, okay, we're reading Isaiah. Okay, all right. This is the part. This is something I wrote about me. How cool is Jesus? Somebody shout favor. He wasn't talking about circumstances. He so knew his purpose that he found his place. Same favor, different place. So he unrolls the scroll. Make the sound effect. He goes, yeah, this one right here. This is what I want to say. You listening, Rodney? You listening, Carol? You listening, David? You listening? Because he knew these people. Because it's the place where he grew up. And they knew him. They thought they did. They thought they did. They thought they did. We think we do. See, we're so familiar, aren't we? I wonder if familiarity is sometimes the enemy of favor. I wonder if familiarity is the enemy of God's favor. And the reason I wonder that, Isaiah 61, I hadn't even found it yet. I'm telling y'all how he found it and I hadn't even turned there yet. Okay, here it is. He said, this is Isaiah, hundreds of years before Jesus. Isn't that amazing? He said, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor, sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim freedom for the captives, and to release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. Does that sound familiar? Some of it does. Give me Luke 4 again. Let me show you this. It said that he stood up and unrolled it, found the place. Give me verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back, and sat down. Go back to Isaiah 61 one more time, verse 2. He said, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. Go back to Luke 4, the same verse that I just read to you, verse 19, one more time. He said, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. One more time, I want you to see this powerful. In Isaiah 61, 2, the prophet said hundreds of years before Jesus, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. Go back to Luke 4. Jesus said, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he sat down. Why do you stop there? See, this was the problem. It wasn't that the people listening didn't know the scriptures. They were very familiar with the scriptures. So we think that's the problem. If people knew the Bible more, if people knew the word of God more, I'll tell you, then this nation, America, would turn back to God and all of that. No. They knew the Bible. They knew the rest of the verse. The year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. That was in their Bible. So when Jesus said, the year of favor of the Lord, and then rolled up the scroll and sat down, they were confused because they were waiting for the vengeance part. When are you going to finish this? Remember Mortal Kombat? Finish him. That's what they wanted for the Roman oppression. That's what they wanted him to come and do. That's what we want the Lord to do. Get rid of this. I want this to stop. I want this to be done. I want the bad people punished. I want the wrong to be made right. I want the favor of God. What we say when we say the favor of God is we want all of the enemies eliminated. Jesus came to save the people that they wanted him to wipe out. Oh yeah. He came to fulfill the law, not abolish it. He did it. He came to fulfill the vengeance of God, because sin has to be punished and shame has to be dealt with. But he did not put it on you, and he did not put it on me. And see, this is the breaking news. This is the good news of the gospel. This is what will set the captive free. He didn't come to put it on you. He came to take it on himself, that he became sin, who knew no sin, that you might become the righteousness of God. This is the gospel. It's good in 2020. It was good in 20. It was good when he said it, and it's good to the last drop. Now take this gospel and drink this blood and receive this word. It is finished.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.